So a ram raid is where, like, you ram your car into, like, a shop or something and smash the door down, and you go in and you just steal the shit that's inside. So it can be, like, alcohol, it just depends what store you choose to ram raid. I sensed that. I was like, no, the cops are definitely coming. I couldn't hear the sirens or anything, but I'm like, they're definitely coming, my sixth sense. So I drove off, and now I have to tell my mum that I've dented her car. She's going to be pissed off with me. So first of all, I didn't even get any body wash or deodorant. And second of all, now I have to pay for, or probably my mum will go nuts.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Karen.
Did Tane get in trouble from his mum for the ram raid?
Yeah, of course. She tore him to shreds for ruining her Honda Jazz, of course. Slash my Honda Jazz as well. Honestly, that car has been used as a prop in so many things. But anyway, yes.
Is he allowed out to the show?
Yeah, Tane's going to be part of the show, you'll be pleased to know. So my show is basically a big multiverse of all my characters all together on a huge screen with me interacting with them. So Tane will be there, causing more trouble.
You're talking to them on the screen.
Yeah, so it's basically just me on stage, but we're going to have some big screens and we're going to pre-recorded kind of all my highlight characters. And I'm going to be interacting with them, and there's going to be a wonderful kind of story throughout. So it'll be like a kind of a concert slash epic one-man show.
Yeah, epic's right. No stone will be unturned in your quest to poke fun at New Zealanders. That's us and you.
Yes, me included. I'm the butt of many a joke as well.
What form might that take? Just humour, obviously. New Zealanders.
New Zealanders, well, obviously the accent, and there's going to be a few kind of iconic New Zealanders, well, who I think is iconic New Zealanders, like Solomon Bridges. He's going to feature. And I'm thinking Kim Hill as well, that she might have a little part in there.
Oh, come on, do a Kim Hill for us.
Well, Karen, that's the thing, is that I enjoyed that film. That's my Kim so far.
Well, she'll be there. She might be in the audience. Might come up and attack you.
That would be a dream come true.
Would it? Okay, Wellington, here you come, Te Whanganui a Tara. And you're going to be plumbing the depths of our culture.
Yeah, well, yes. I mean, it is the New Zealand experience is a fascination of mine. Like, I mean, obviously I grew up here and I spent a lot of time in rural New Zealand and small town New Zealand just kind of observing the characteristics that make New Zealanders. And I've travelled in things, and of course, you know, there's the human experience across the board is so kind of universal. But I do think there is a specific New Zealand flavour, I think. Do you agree?
I do agree, because you grew up near where I grew up.
Where did you grow up? I grew up in Matamata.
Waitoa.
You did not.
I did.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, well. So,
Did you go to Matamata College?
What's that?
Did you go to Matamata College?
No, Te Aroha College, under the Mountain of Love.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Could you see it from your place?
Yes, of course.
Right.
And we go there occasionally for the mineral baths.
Yeah, beautiful. Nice.
IT. Yeah, I love Te Aroha.
Had a few adventures in those. Right.
I've climbed up that mountain a few times too.
Same. Bald Spur, the first bit you get to.
Oh, yes. Is that Bald Spur?
Yeah, I've climbed up that mountain about a million times in many guises, brownies, girl guides, high school.
We've basically got to say, because we used to climb up Waiweri. The falls.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I climbed it to town, and that's where we were, you know, as cubs. And, you know, many, many forms. Cubs, scouts, high school.
That's right. Hey, so, and Joe will be coming too. I see Joe's three kids took her out for Mother's Day.
Yes. So, they did. So, yeah, I checked in with Joe, and she was like, you know, she's a great time, but her kids are at that tricky age where, you know, funds aren't always easy to come by, and, you know, some of them are students, things like that. So obviously Jo ends up paying for everything, and she'll pay for the kids to come to the show as well. So Jo won't be in the show, but she'll be, there'll be, look, I think there'll be Jo's every place, every town I go to, there will be a Jo in the audience bringing her kids.
There absolutely will be. You're so right.
I was spoiled rotten today. Absolutely. Mum was spoiled rotten. The three kids came and took Mummy out for the morning, which was beautiful. It was quite busy this morning, actually, walking in this beautiful garden. Lots of roses were still out, which I found crazy for this time of the year. That's global warming for you. Anyway, after that, there's a cafe in the centre of this beautiful garden, and we did high tea. So, sat down at that, you know, the tiered, you know, with all the little sandwich. Well, there's the different courses, but little sandwiches to begin with. It was so beautiful. And then once the high tea was finished, Celia went up to pay. Then she came back saying her card had declined, and then Samuel went to pay and he didn't realise how much it cost. He said he could afford to pay for one of the high teas, not all four of them. But became this big argument between the three of them, you know, who's going to pay? I thought you were going to, well, you know, we special take. I was like, shush, 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 shush. Obviously Mum will have to pay.
Hey, so Tom, did you take your mother out on Mother's Day?
Look, I was down in. I didn't take my mother out. My siblings did. Always, my siblings are forever showing me up. But in my defence, they live in Matamata. So both my brother and sister live in Matamata and, you know, have easy access to her. But you know what? I'm going to head down there next week and I'm just going to wine and dine her.
Really? Where?
At the, you know, the Matamata Tavern. At Wordman.
We used to call it Matamata.
But yeah.
But now
your high school probably said, "What's the matter, matter, matter?"
We didn't even think that much about matter, matter. And what about Christopher Luxon? He's coming as well.
Yeah, Christopher Luxon will definitely be there.
How do you get his head so smooth?
Well, Christopher Luxon is a very tricky person to imitate. Not so much for the voice, all the subject matter. Like, he's great. He constantly delivers. But with this, not care. So you can either have the face or you can go bald with Snapchat, which is the filter I use. So I decided, you know, he's more iconically bald. So I've used the bald filter, but just kept my own face.
Oh, that's so easy.
People can barely tell the difference.
Yeah, that's so easy. Hey, so 29th of May, is that the first date of your tour?
That's right, in New Plymouth.
Sunday night.
And then through to the 19th of June in Blenheim.
Brilliant. Okay, and it's all ages. Are you sure?
It is all, well, I'm not getting nude. And now that I'm glad that you've reminded me. I'm just going to quickly go through all the script again and see if there's any blue language.
There's still some tickets left for people around the country?
Yes, plenty of tickets. Come along, it's like a concert.
Oh, it'd be great fun. I think though you need to, on your Facebook page, you've got Tom Sainsbury as a comedian, actor, writer, prostitute. I reckon you should change that to sex worker.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I think you're onto something there.
Right. Willing to do anything to be liked.
I should change that to make you laugh. I think that's higher on my priorities.
Right. Are you really, though, willing to do anything to be liked?
I think so. Like, I'm inherently a people pleaser, for better or for worse, mostly for worse.
Mostly for worse, well. Well, you'd be so pleased to get out on the road after this, because this has been a long time coming. It got cancelled last year, didn't it?
Yeah, it was going to be in November last year, I think, or maybe even September. Yeah, and then it just got, you know, holding on, and then, yeah. Never happened. Never eventuated.
Oh, the country's very.
So now it is eventuated.
Yeah, the country's very lucky to have you, and I guess there's not a lot to take on tour, just a few screens and stuff.
You got it. It's just going to be me on stage. I've got a couple of techie kind of people helping me, but it's going to be very solo.
Yeah, and are they giving you good accommodation at all these places?
Oh, look, they better. But you know what? Even if it's subpar, I'll get something out of it, and it'll be a great backdrop for a good video.
Yeah, it'd be a great backdrop for. Well, mind you don't change your stage show. Once it's set in concrete, isn't it?
True.
You don't really talk about what happened last night.
Well, you can't, but I am definitely, like, I'm definitely adapting it for each place I stop at. It's definitely going to have some local flavour to the show,
mm-hmm.
each stop.
What are you doing in Palmerston North then?
Oh, that's a really good call. I was hoping you would ask me about Old Maroon. I would have said, the penguins.
Penguins. Right.
Good. You know what? Good call about Palmerston North. But you know what? I will have something, I promise.
Oh, it's a big tour. It starts 29th of May. You go through all through June and night after night, practically. And where can people get tickets, Tom?
All of them are on Event Finder.
Yep.
So just go onto that website and then you can find your individual town.
Oh, thanks so much for joining us tonight and have a great time. You've got a few weeks to prepare.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
That's Snapchat guy, comedian Tom Sainsbury, who's on tour at the end of the month, starting on the 29th of May.